Welcome back, my friends. Today, we are going to start a new chapter. Perek Zayin, the seventh chapter of Hilchos Beis HaBechira, the first seven halachas are intensely focused on what we might term More Migdosh, or for the sanctuary. Well, let's take a look inside and take it away. Perek Shvi, the Rambam opens this seventh chapter of the laws of Hashem's chosen home, Hilchos Beis HaBechira, by telling us, Mitzvas Asei, what I tell you now is not just a nice thing to do. It's not just something appropriate. It's a positive mitzvah, which means a responsibility. A responsibility that's incumbent upon each and every single member of Am Yisrael. As the Rambam says in Sefer HaMitzvahs, and the Sefer HaChinuch says this as well, that this is one of the 613 mitzvahs, and it applies to everybody equally. Men and women, no distinction between the genders. All of us are responsible to be in awe of the Migdash. Le'yireh min ha-Migdash. That we should, le'yireh, the word le'yireh literally means to be in fear. But it's understood here as to be in a state of awe or reverence from the Migdash. How do we know this? Because the Torah says, Leviticus 19, verse 30, U'mikdoshi tira'u, my Mikdash, my sanctuary, you shall revere. Now, this is essentially the statement that the Rambam makes without elaborating much. And the reason he doesn't elaborate is because, as per an idea that I've shared many times in my classes in the Book of Mitzvahs, the Rebbe explains that the difference between Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Book of Mitzvahs, and the Book of Mishneh Torah, is that the Book of Mitzvahs is the place where the Rambam describes mahut, the essential contours, the persona, if you will, of the mitzvah. Whereas in Mishneh Torah, in the book that compiles all the halachot, the Rambam simply talks about the laws and the things we should do. Now, when you take a look into the Sefer HaMitzvot, it's the 21st mitzvah. The Rambam, and I'm sharing with you Sefer HaMitzvot because the Rambam begins chapter 7 with the words Mitzvat Asei. It's a positive mitzvah. The Rambam says, L'yireh min ha-Migdash. Thus far, it's verbatim. But then it says, Me'od, Me'od. The word Me'od means a lot or exceedingly. Me'od, Me'od means very much or extraordinarily so. And the Rambam adds a very interesting sentence. Ad shenikba lo belibeinu, so that it becomes affixed in our hearts. Makoyim hayira v'hapachad. That's the place in our body, if you will, where we ascribe the notion of fear. You ever hear the expression that somebody is so fearful their heart is constricting? Or the heart rate increases. When people are terrified, their heart thumps or beats with tremendous speed. The heart races. So that's mekoyim hayira. Your elbows don't shift when you're in a state of fear. Your brain does not necessarily change. I don't know if we can observe any kind of psychoschematic change in the brain, but in the heart we can see this. And there are many stories about this, of how people manage to conceal their fear, but their heart would race. It's a beautiful story with Rabbi Moshe Meisel, the chassid of the Alter Rebbe, who was sent to ensure that the Tsar would be victorious over Napoleon. And I'm making a very long story short, but Napoleon at some point realized that this Jew is up to something. And he ran over to him and put his hand on his heart. And he said, "You're a spy." And Rabbi Moshe said, "No, I'm just an innocent bystander. I'm here to help." And because his heart continued to beat evenly, Napoleon assumed that he was telling the truth. Now, they asked Reb Moshe, "How did you enable your heart to continue to beat evenly when you're in such a state of fear?" And he said, "This is the Aleph Beis, the alphabet of Chassidus, that Moyach, that the mind is Shalit, rules over the heart." Of course, our mind can rule our heart. Soldiers go to battle. It's all about getting their minds to rule the heart and not being paralyzed by fear. But this chassid really had extraordinary mastery over his body so that he was able to regulate his heart. But typically, the heart is mekoyim hayira b'hapachad. That's the place where fear, where awe registers. And the Rambam says, V'zoi hi moira asa migdash. That's the meaning of moira asa migdash. The Rebbe explains this in a fascinating sikha in the 37th volume of Lakut HaSichas, and he says, the toichen hatzivui, the content here, the idea that's being conveyed to us, is that this mitzvah is about feelings. Oftentimes we say, I don't care how you feel. We judge you by how you act. The main thing is action. Hamaisa hu ikar. And overridingly, the creed of Judaism is to be found in its deed. But there are mitzvahs. There are mitzvahs that govern the heart, or feelings, or passions. This is one of those mitzvahs, clearly. It's about regesh hayira. There should be a sense of awe in our hearts. We should be in awe of the Mikdash. And as a result of the awe, we should behave a certain way. But it's not only a mitzvah on how we behave, rather, it is a mitzvah that is primarily to be found in the heart. And the Rambam now adds very interesting words. V'lo min ha-migdash atayore, you're not fearful, you're not in awe of the migdash, ella rather, mimi shetziva al yiraso, from the one who has given you the commandment about the awe that you should feel. So it's not structural awe, it's awe for the Shekhinah, for the divine presence. We revere, we're in awe of God, not of a building. Now this addition that the Rambam adds, v'loy min ha-migdash atayari, not from the physical structure of the Mishkan, is a quote from the Gemara in Masechet Yevamot. The Gemara there on page 6, at the end of side A and onto side B, talks about this and says that it's loy min ha-migdash, but rather from Hashem, who ordained that we revere the Migdash. Now the Tosfos there explains that this clarification is necessary because, he said, otherwise we might make the mistake of revering or actually bowing down, showing adulation and a sense of homage to the building. We're not worshiping a building, my friends. We worship Hashem. It's because Hashem chose to have his Shekhinah proverbially reside in the Migdash. That's the reason that we're in awe of the Migdash. Now, the halacha aleph immediately goes into halacha beis, which we're going to learn in more detail tomorrow, and it says, ve'ezoyi irasei. So what's the practical application of this awe, of this feeling? How do you carry that out into action? And the Mishnah, the halacha immediately begins by saying, le'yikonis adam lahar habayis. Don't go into the Temple Mount. And this, of course, is seemingly a contradiction. Halacha aleph says, le'yira min hamigdosh. It's about Migdash. And it was so important for us to understand that this mitzvah is about a feeling in the heart, but not for the structure, rather for God who ordained that we revere the structure. So it's all about the structure. The focus is the structure. And then we say, Le'ikonis Adam Laharabayis, a person shouldn't enter the Temple Mount. Is it the mountain or is it the structure? So this question is raised by a number of the commentaries. The Meiri asks this very question, and he suggests that the truth is that the Har HaBayit, the mountain itself, is not something that we are biblically required to be in a sense of awe, trepidation, or fear for, but rather the focus is on the Mishkan itself, on the Migdash itself, the structure itself. But because a person coming onto the Temple Mount, if he doesn't come with a sense of awe, then he probably will not have that sense developed by the time he gets to the actual structure, the actual building of the Migdash. So rabbinically, not biblically, rabbinically, there's a responsibility already from the moment you come onto the Har HaBayit, onto the mountain. This is the way the Meiri resolves that seeming contradiction. The Avne Nezer has another suggestion. He says, if you're in awe of Hashem who dwells in the building, then invariably you're going to be in awe of the wider scrimmage. Because the Shekhinah proverbially is in the actual building. Yes, God didn't leave the building. But if he didn't leave the building, then by extension, there is a spillover effect. And it's only natural we should be in awe of the entire locale, not only the structure specifically. And so, therefore, practically speaking, halacha beis, which about the practicality of it, is le'ikonis adam laharabayis. And this also helps us to understand why the Rambam divided the first halacha from the second one. The actual mitzvah is min ha-migdash. The actual mitzvah is about the feeling in the heart. That focuses on migdash. the practical application of this, that's halacha beis. The Rambam begins halacha aleph, mitzvah saseh. After we know that it's a mitzvah saseh, a positive mitzvah incumbent on all of us to revere the migdash, the structure that houses the Shekhinah, then halacha beis says, so practically speaking, what does this mean? And the answer is, even when you come to the mountain, you approach it differently. And we'll learn about the etiquette and how one approaches the Har HaBayit, ultimately in expression of the yira, the sense of awe and reverence we feel for the Migdash itself. This we'll, Bezrat Hashem, continue to learn tomorrow. Thanks for joining.